the part of the house at the edge of the roof, the things that catch the water as it runs off. Yeah, right, I'm sorry. I was looking, are those spurs or something on that chandelier there? They look like little, the ends of spurs.
Well, they're supposed to be.
Well, that's really...
The people who built this house, we bought it from the people who built it. And they had a little boy. And he was very, he liked all of his Western things, you know. And everything just about in the house that they had that was in his room. And they have a light in one of the bedrooms that's like an anchor of a thing, you know. And then this, Bob picked this out. And it has the little spurs in there.
Well, I think it's rather attractive. It just kind of caught my eye. That's why I stopped whatever I was saying. I was trying to think.
Yes, that was, I've had several people to ask me about that. But it...
What is that in the center? Oh, that's just an arrowhead.
Yeah, it's just an arrowhead.
Well, I wonder. Well, what about the, getting back to this, a shed that's built out in back to store, a building built out in back to store things, you'd call it just a what?
A shed, of course, there's other things you call outhouses too, you know.
Right,
but
right. Some this would be for storing things.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear, what if it's built onto the house, would that make a difference? Would you call it something, a storage room, if it were built onto the house?
I think so. Storage room would be what I would call it.
What about on a farm? A big building that would be built out in back to maybe put cattle in.
Barn.
Okay. And a place for storing corn?
Silo.
Okay. You ever hear it called a crib or a corn crib?
Yes, I sure have. In fact, I played in one many a day.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you probably grew up on a farm around.
No, I grew up right here in the city of Huntsville. But the reason that I do know quite a bit about a farm, as I told you, I used to visit in Tennessee.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And I have been on a farm quite a bit in my life. When I was 12 years old, I came from Nashville after a visit and on down to visit in Murfreesboro. And I spent nearly a month with my aunt there and had to take over the house because she had a bad spell of kidney stone.
When you were 12 years old?
When I was 12 years old. And she cooked for 9 people, so I had to cook for 9 people. We had 215 chickens and they milked 16 cows. And
I'll let you know what you say to a cow to make her
stand
still.
You're right.
What do you say?
Well, I didn't have to milk.
Oh, okay.
They milked, the boys milked, but I had to do the cooking.
Oh,
my little cousin and I. And I tell you, children today don't, but we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, yeah.
They had a big two-story house. And they, of course, this was a 400-acre farm that my uncle was an overseer on. There was a doctor there in Murfreesboro who, he was always buying up a farm, you know, getting a new farm, and every time he did, he took Uncle Joe to go to the new one, you know. And they had lived at the place they'd lived before that for 6 years. Well, I knew everything about that house, but...